Chickens. It was all about Chick-fil-A. That's the conversation in your backyard and mine. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney welcoming you to this version of America Tonight. I don't care what nook or cranny you are from. If you don't have a Chick-fil-A, at least you were talking about it. Guarantee it. It knocked weather out of the ballpark, even if you were melting like a lollipop, or I guess more specifically, the lollipop-flavored popsicle that's left out for 60 seconds in Texas. It's a goner. It turns to juice automatically. It does. I'm serious. So it was Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, and people lined up to get chicken sandwiches and chicken nuggets and whatnot. All of this started, in case you've been living under a rock, because the CEO of the 16,000 franchise company, that's how many there are across the nation right now, Dan Cathy, told a religious newspaper reporter, when he was talking about family values and religious beliefs, that marriage is traditional marriage, that's supporting traditional marriage between a man and a woman, so not supporting gay marriage. That took off in all kinds of directions. People like Rahm Emanuel said, we don't want the chicken here, get rid of the chicken, while other reverends and priests and religious folks backed up Cathy and Chick-fil-A for being honest about how he felt and expressing that to this reporter who asked about his beliefs. So many people, in some cases, were lined up. They were blocking the parking lots, rather, at the locations around the country. They came out. They supported Cathy. All he said was he was a firm backer of traditional marriage, believing what the Bible says. So some people backed that up, saying they felt the same way, like this woman.
A lot of the people didn't really want to get really in-depth about how they felt about gay marriage or gay rights or GLBT rights. What they were focused on was, we have family values, we have traditional family values, we're Christians, these are our beliefs, not so much whether we dislike or disapprove of other people's beliefs, we really wanted to show that these are our values that we believe in.
So I think for different reasons, like the one stated there by Maya Shea, some of it was, this is what we really believe in, so we're going to support this. That, or freedom of speech. Just people who might not even agree with the CEO, but agree with freedom of speech. Hey, we live in this great country where you can say what you think. You can be honest about it. And he was being honest, but it's not politically correct in these times. Especially, I guess, if you're in a high-profile position. So the politicians take advantage of it because it's easy in the cities like Philly or Boston or San Francisco especially, or Chicago, to say, oh, this guy's a bigot, a homophobe, a typical religious zealot, and all the kinds of vitriol that's flying around out there. Since it's the variety of low-hanging fruit that when I'm a politician, if that's the base of my constituents, they're going to say, yeah, right on, you're right. Rahm Emanuel, I love you, we're going to re-elect you. That's typical political speak, period, end of story. Is there a double standard? It's like the president's past opposition to gay marriage and then changing his mind and in June embracing it. So this crazy backlash against Chick-fil-A has been fierce after those mayors threw in on it, too, especially in the mayor of Washington, D.C., saying that Chick-fil-A is peddling hate chicken. So there was massive response from the religious side. As I said, there were lots of reverends and priests and all kinds of religious people who are completely backing him up, completely saying that it's ridiculous to say they don't want them in the cities and all that kind of stuff. So it's different meanings for different people. That's the bottom line. That's why people lined up, for different reasons. Some people took it as far to the extreme of comparing it, saying intolerance and segregation, which, man, I just can't go there with you. For others, it's religious views about marriage. And then for others, it's freedom of speech and for whatever reason. So holding press conferences to react to the Chick-fil-A thing, weak, I think, very weak. It's just too easy to do that. We've had people on from Project 21. It's a black conservative organization. And they say that liberals are missing the point of view, the vital point in their hatred of Chick-fil-A, saying being against gay marriage is not being anti-gay. I would say that there are gay people that work at Chick-fil-A. Given the amount of restaurants, there's certain to be a few there. I don't believe that. I believe that what they're saying is correct. It's not about someone being gay. It's about gay marriage in his comment. So there we go. Chick-fil-A, are they the real winners? Does the chicken win in this controversy, or is this just the first round? What say you, America? Certainly you can weigh in here. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Moving from the controversy over Chick-fil-A to something that affects your wallet and mine for sure is what's going to happen with this fiscal cliff that we're going to all fly off together holding hands like Thelma and Louise, although you just have to imagine that there's a car. It couldn't fit all of us. But it was one of these things that was just an obligatory kind of thing, I believe, because you have votes. The House approves the Republican plan to maintain the tax rates for everyone after defeating the Democratic plan, which would have topped out at $250,000. But this just puts everybody on the record. It puts everybody on the record and has no teeth. The president says he would veto anything that doesn't have. If you make more than $250,000, you are paying more. You are paying to help the deficits. We want your money. Of course, not in those words. He didn't use it. But the vote was approved. The GOP plan was approved 256 to 171. Only one Republican voted against the plan. 19 Democrats voted to approve. They did the roll call on Wednesday evening. Shortly after the House rejected the Democrats' plan to extend the Bush tax rates for families making less than $250,000, but letting them go up for the top earners. So this is a stall. This is a stall. Keep your eye on this one. Nothing is happening here, and watch your paychecks. More on stall tactics and tax cuts. And the government spending our money on conferences next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.1430. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.5475, $8.2737 for a half-ounce, or $4.1369 for a quarter-ounce. That's $16.5475, $8.2737, and $4.1369.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America tonight, we're going to dive into immigration and the problem of immigration, not illegal immigration, but immigration, because, of course, we have a problem with that, too. We are buckling as a country. What is the answer? What is the solution to this? Dr. Rob Sabani joins us to talk about the aspects of immigration that are going unchecked and how the politicians are chicken. And he says it. The lack of leadership across the board and the fact that this just festers. Forget even about the whole illegal situation, just legal immigration and what the problems are there. And he touches the poker hot English only, baby. This is part of the problem. You don't want to miss this conversation. That's coming up in our next segment. All right, so back to beating up on the politicians, and this is a layup for any of us, naturally, but it's fair game. After all, we the people, your representatives, are there taking the vote, going on record, 256 to 171, like I said. But the roll call, that's fine. Doing it is fine. Getting it on the record is fine, whatever. The bottom line is, it's very unclear what's going to happen here. We're back to the same spot where we were before, because the president is not going to sign anything. He's not going to do it. It's Vetoville. That means in January, at the new year, your paycheck's going to be a little lighter. Could be $1,000 for some people. Could be a little bit more depending on how much you make. So for Obama, he's out there campaigning, saying the Democrats' plan is the only way we can do this. We to extend the Bush rates, we want to, but we can't do it for people who are making more than $250,000 because they got to pay for the deficits. They got to help us. We can't do it. We need that money. He didn't say it quite like we need the money, but he said they have to help with the deficits. It's the only way. And the Republicans, of course, say that the insistence on raising taxes on wealthier people is going to hurt small business owners because they're creating the jobs. The Democrats say that the taxes only apply to the earnings of the people exceeding $200,000 a year and couples that are surpassing $250,000. So that should be an easy vote. Yeah. There's nothing easy about this. This is the political punching bag of the moment that sadly now affects you. You know, it's that saying like where you get used to something and you sort of take it for granted or you just don't even realize it. But because people are counting every penny, $1,000 a month or even if it was less than that, I don't care what it is, what it works out to be, you will see that on your check. I wonder how many people don't know to the cent what they are making. I mean, is it just, do you just kind of blindly get your paycheck and say, yeah, that's sure, because it's the same thing every week, or it might vacillate a little bit, but you pretty much know what it's going to be, so you don't even, you just get it and just deposit it, or it's direct deposit, you look at it, which most people would probably get direct deposit, and you see it. However, I think people know it to the penny. How much people are hurting, every penny counts. So you know that, okay, this goes here, this goes there, and 20, 50, 60 bucks makes a bigger difference when you're struggling, of course. And if you're making all kinds of do-re-mi, maybe you don't notice it as much, but if you're not, you definitely notice it because it's earmarked for different things. Gasoline, food, a little water bill, go toward the electric bill, whatever it is. And I think they're just going to mess around with this. Economists think economists, nothing to do with whether Democrats, Republicans, whatever, economists agree that allowing all tax rates to snap back to what the Clinton era was, because that's what would happen, would drive the economy back into a recession, especially because you're going to have automatic spending cuts come in at the same time. And remember, the automatic spending cuts were there because they created that little committee of uselessness where they were supposed to figure out how to cut the deficit, and naturally they couldn't, and that's not a surprise that wasn't going to happen. So now you have the automatic spending cuts that will fall down, and then you think of that, what a whirlwind that will be. So think about it and enjoy the extra money that you don't think is extra money now, but it will be extra money at the start of the year. All right, speaking of paychecks and knowing exactly what you get in your paycheck, I think I missed the boat. I almost went into politics. Thank goodness I didn't, because I don't think I would have ever made it. I don't know that I could toe the line. If I was supposed to be politically correct, I have an inkling that in my head that it wouldn't have gone so well, perhaps. I did have an opportunity to work for a senator once, and I didn't do it. Anyway, I wasn't going to go into General Services, but General Services Administration people may be the smartest ones of the bunch. Why? Because they work for the branch of government where reportedly some of the employees got overtime to the tune of $115,000. And you know what? Who pays for all that? We do. It's a government job. So the GSA, it's more than partying it up in Las Vegas. 77 other conventions are being investigated, but the bonuses weren't talked about. And the bonuses are unreal. Bonus checks for GSA workers cost us $44 million last year. Now, all this is tumbling out because it's being investigated, the GSA is, and because the House had a hearing on Wednesday and started to question why this, why that, and they're digging into mismanagement and waste. The Transportation Committee Chair, John Mica from Florida, say this is, you know, he says this revelations that keep pouring out are absolutely outrageous, and he's right. How does one person get a $79,000 bonus, but you throw that into what they're earning, and it's $260,000 overall? $260,000, what are they doing? They're like a real estate property managers. They didn't manage property very well. They didn't do anything with half the properties. That's what they do. That's the job of the GSA, managing federal property. $44 million in bonuses. They're reviewing bonuses and performance awards and all that stuff. But clearly there was deficiencies in performance awards. I'm just going to give them $100,000. Maybe $50,000 for this person. It's like what they get at Goldman Sachs. I guess you could multiply it a little bit more. But what they're learning. So now the GSA, under massive fire, is saying, whoa, 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 back off. We have canceled 37 conferences. We are doing everything we can to look into leadership. Come on, give me a break. Jay is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Kate?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple things about that Chick-fil-A deal.
Yeah.
I believe that whole administration over there in Chicago has opened themselves up for a lawsuit, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it's not like they didn't say we're not going to serve gay couples chicken. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
They just said their beliefs.
Yeah.
Does that mean they're gonna close all the Catholic churches in Chicago because they believe the same thing?
No.
You know what I mean? It's kind of idiotic. Miss America pageant, she didn't get the Miss America because of that same question, remember?
I do.
And Obama, they've been playing over and over and over during his campaign for his election for his first term. His belief was marriage was between a man and a woman.
That's right.
Playing it over and over and over in all the radio stations.
You're right.
But that's my two cents on that. And then Mayor Bloomberg, what's with this hiding all the formula, making the women breastfeed and reducing the size of the soft drinks you can have to 16 ounces? This was basically Obama on a smaller scale.
Oh, yeah, the breastfeeding thing is ridiculous. We talked a lot about that last week. No. You must breastfeed because we don't want formula out there. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Hang with us. More to come. We're taking your calls next.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
So thrilled to have our next guest with us waiting in the green room. Dr. Savahani is there with some green tea, I think. Dr. Rob, we're going to call him for short, for those of you who can't pronounce his last name. It's an easy last name. It's like Delaney. I just went through customs, what was it, a year ago, and they were calling me Delaney, delinquent. I'm like, delinquent? It's Delaney. So anyway, on a serious note, we talk about immigration all the time on this show. We talk about the broken system and why things weren't fixed so long ago and what companies do to take advantage of the cheap labor, the wage depression, if you will. So, Doc, you know, you have a book out about this. It's called Press 2 for English. And I should give your credentials. I don't want to be remiss in doing that. You're an international policy expert and a former Georgetown professor. And you know the complexities of this and what the dilemma is with immigration. So we are very pleased to have you on the show.
Thank you, Kate, for having me, and I appreciate it, and look forward to having a nice, productive, honest conversation about immigration and its impact on our country.
Yeah, so if overall, the impact on the country, economically, it's unbelievable. I think it's so much more than people realize. How much of an impact do you think immigration has, the problems with immigration, the system has on the dollars and cents of the United States?
Well, Kate, let me just throw a figure at you to start our conversation. 64 million. That is the number, according to the United States Census, that has been added to the American population as a result of immigration from 1986 to 2010. 64 million souls. That is the size of the country of France. Imagine
wow.
Plucking France in the middle of America. We've added 64 million people. I'm not talking about illegal immigration, Kate. I'm talking about legal, according to the United States Census. That's 64 million new cars on the road, showers that are taken, food stamps, Medicaid, Medicare, but more importantly and most importantly, jobs that have to be created. And you mentioned earlier about wage depression, the poor getting poorer.
Yeah.
That is what's happening.
Yeah, so how do we reduce unemployment? Now, you talk about this in your book. What do we need to do to reduce unemployment as it's related to immigration?
Well, you said it right. We need to put a cap on the number of people we allow each year into the country. Each year, the United States allows into the country legally 1.4 million people. Now imagine, we have an unemployment rate of approximately, if you take all the people who are trying to search for a job, we have an unemployment rate not of 8%, that's what the politicians like to tell us. America's unemployment rate is closer to like 15%. Among our young people, it's close to 20%. Among African Americans, it's 30%. Among African American teenagers, it is 45%. And yet, Republicans and Democrats, in their wisdom, each year allow 1.4 million into the country. And while we should remain a country of immigrants, while we should keep our borders open to those who want to come, we need to do it in a smart way, or else unemployment is going to be the bane of America's existence.
Dr. Zubani, why do you think it is that so many politicians, well, I'm almost going to answer my own question, that's because of, for fear of blowback, but why won't politicians, you said this, Democrats and Republicans, why won't they just tackle this, for goodness sake, and handle it and put that cap? Because if you have a cap, if you have a system, if you had it set up correctly, it seems pretty obvious that you could rework this. It's not reinventing the wheel, is it?
No, it's not, but unfortunately, America has no leader. America is leaderless. We don't have leaders, whether it's in our Congress, whether it is President Obama or President Bush or Mr. Romney. None of these gentlemen, with all due respect, have shown leadership. A leader is someone, Kate, who plants a tree and never lives long enough to live under its shadow, which means what? Which means looking into the camera and saying it the way it's supposed to be, which is showing leadership. What do I mean by that? That means that if we need to talk about putting a cap on the number of people coming into the country, we do it. We say it and not be fearful of the next election cycle. That's the problem with our immigration system, which, by the way, is the same problem we face on our national debt, on tax reform, any number of issues that affect our economy. My concern, Kate, is that Americans at the low-income level and the middle class are really being squeezed, and it's simply not fair. But it's also not fair to the Mexicans who have to escape injustice and corruption in Mexico and come to America. And so let me just wrap this up by saying a leader, if President Obama was a leader, he would look into the eyes of President Calderon and say, Mr. Calderon, fix your system. President Bush would have looked into the eyes of Vicente Fox of Mexico and said, Mr. President, fix your system. Neither George Bush nor Barack Obama have done that, and they have shown they're missing on this issue of immigration.
I couldn't agree with you more. So well said. In your book, you have eight achievable, bold, and visionary solutions. If the politicians will do what you're saying and stand up and lead. And one of the first things that you talk about is creating jobs by issuing tourist visas and investment visas. Explain that a little bit.
Well, you know, France gets a majority of its revenues from tourism. Turkey, the country of Turkey, last year made $20 billion from tourism. We are a big destination for tourists. So what we need to do is invite more people to come to America, but make sure we have a system where we say, we welcome you, but when you're done after 1 month, you got to leave the country. So we create jobs, because tourism is a very labor-intensive product. And so that means that People come to our hotels. People stay in our restaurants. People rent cars. And someone's got to provide that service. Well, that means Americans will be employed. So that's on the tourism issue. On the visa issue, what we've done, unfortunately, is open up our borders to people who are coming, unfortunately, are from the low-income countries. What we need to do is look at the statistics that Boston Consulting Group recently gave, which was the billionaires around the world have close to $5 trillion in assets. Imagine if we attracted 1 million of these millionaires and they park $1 million each into our economy. That would be $1 trillion. $1 trillion. So no one is going around and advocating for bringing in value-added immigrants. And these people exist. They are in countries around the world, except we, unfortunately, are not attracting them to our country. So 1 million tourists, oh, I'm sorry, 1 million business people who have made $1 million, if we invite them to come to America as citizens or as green card holders, that's $1 trillion. Over 5 years, that's $5 trillion.
Mm. Wow.
But no one's doing it because, on the one hand, we've got one group of people pandering to one ethnic group, mm-hmm. and we've got the other side in the pocket of big business. And in the middle, middle-class Americans get squeezed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure people are listening now. 855-266-KATE, call in and weigh in on this. I love what Dr. Zabahani is saying. Absolutely. Establish English as the official language. You know that some people are going to be very upset with this.
Well, you know what? That's what a leader does. He says things that need to be said. If it offends certain people, then, you know, I'm sorry. But the fact is that if you speak English, your wages go up by 30%. There are people in this country who are making a living off linguistic welfare. They want to keep immigrants ignorant and not speaking English. But that's cruel and unjust because if that immigrant who's here speaks English, he will graduate from doing a very low-paying job to a higher-paying job. As I said, their wage increases by 30%. But more importantly, the glue that holds us together as a nation is our language. There's no reason why we can't insist on everyone speaking English. Now, in case of emergency, obviously, you know, there are exceptions. You know, in courtrooms, maybe there should be exceptions. But when you fill out a form that is the census, let's say, this is the census for the United States of America. It's not the census for another country. When you want to go get a driver's license, it's a driver's license to drive in the United States of America. It's not a driver's license for somewhere else. So English must be the official language, but it's also important that immigrants learn English because it helps them with wages. It'll increase their wages.
Yeah, absolutely. Music to my ears, I agree with you 100%. Dr. Zabahani, I want to tell everyone, go and pick up the book, Press 2 for English, because there's so much more to cover that he talks about. It's terrific stuff. Can we have you back on the show again?
I would love to come back because there are a whole bunch of other very positive ideas, such as microloans, such as reorienting our trade from China into Central America, such as how do we fight corruption in Central America that Kate, you and I can talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next time around. Thanks, Doc.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Serving 2 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and slavery.
We're making that final turn here in this hour of America tonight. You can weigh in 855-266-KATE. Let me give you the digits. 855-266-5283. You know, I wasn't very good at that. When people would tell me, oh, it's blah, 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 I would have to go and search on my phone for the letters correlating to the numbers. So I gave you both. It's an option. There really isn't an in-between area on this Chick-fil-A thing. Either you go to Chick-fil-A and you don't care and you believe in the freedom of speech, or you're very Christian and you say, hey, good for him. He's sticking up for what he believes in. He's not backing down, and he was speaking to somebody who was doing a story on him. That would be Dan Cappy, who is the CEO of Chick-fil-A, and during the interview, they talked about family values, and he talked about how much the traditional family meant to him, and that kind of stuff, and that's how this whole thing blew up. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, my man, how are you?
I'm fine. Okay, a man shocked by how his buddy was dressed asked him, Steve, how long have you been wearing that bra? And Steve replied, ever since my wife found it in the glove compartment.
That's good. That's brilliant.
That little rally of Chick-fil-A that you saw that was nationwide with all the people that turned out in mass,
yeah,
is what you're going to see in this upcoming election to get rid of our beloved president. And
listen, I hope so, Dan. First of all, I hope that many people go and vote. We need people to go and vote in the election.
There's going
to
be a turnout like you won't believe. I'm a Tea Partier. I'm a Tea Partier, and I'm telling you, my people are telling me, hey, we are pulling out all the stops. We have been calling everybody, anybody and everybody, making sure they're registered. Wow. And I'm telling you what, they could import all of South America, and we'd still kick his ass.
You're brutal. All right. So it's going to be a jam-packed election because
and
get your polling place early.
How are you?
I am great.
Well, I'm glad. I haven't been visiting with you lately because I've been into watching the debacle over there in Europe with their dog and pony show of not being the United States of Europe and their sovereign countries and how they can't get it together. And everybody does a whole lot of talking, and then the stock market rallies and the euro rallies, and a couple of days later they say, well, you know what? Nothing's really happened. I think you're going to see the euro go down the tubes. I think Greece is going to check out, and we're looking for some real upheaval in the coming year.
I agree with you, Dan. You know that I'm into the whole financial thing, and I've been watching that too. And you're right. Your assessment about, for example, the stock market. That's it. So you get it's because it's all about that negative news. You get a little bit of gains and then pull back. A little bit of gains and then pull back.
On Bernanke, he's going to try to pull off the quantitative easing 3 right in September, maybe a little sooner if possible. But that is to help Obama get elected because the stock market will grab all the money that he puts out there and the stock price will go way up high. But don't let that fool you. We are in a world of hurt, and if this man's plans come to fruition and we do not get something solved between now and the cliff, it's going to be a bad day at BlackRock for every American. And anybody that votes for this clown, you're going to get what you voted for.
a warning from Dan. I, you know, when we talk about the quantitative easing, nothing would be worse than seeing that. We already really have monopoly money anyway. Let's go to Bobby in California. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wish I could talk to Dan the man, but I guess he's gone now. I kind of wanted to pick up on his point, and this is actually why I called in. You know, there is a cycle. It's a little funny cycle. I think it's kind of entertaining, actually. The cycle goes like this. Every election becomes the most important election, and if we vote for the wrong person, we deserve it. Mm-hmm. And if we vote for the wrong person, the country's going to go down the drain. Mm-hmm. Then that person gets elected. It never goes down the drain, mm-hmm. and we complain and complain about both sides, and then we keep voting in both sides. It's a funny cycle. Like, for example, the last guy, Dan, he's a Tea Partier guy who obviously, I guess, does not like Obama.
No.
I assume he's a conservative and he's going to vote for Mitt Romney, who's not a conservative. So the point I'm trying to make is, am I the only guy in the world, and I know you're going to hang up on me for saying this probably, but why doesn't everyone just stop supporting both sides and just vote for Ron Paul?
I'm not going to hang up on you for saying that. I like Ron Paul. I don't like everything. I don't agree 100% with everything that Ron Paul says, but I like a lot of what Ron Paul is about, especially, and you heard Dan say that there about Bernanke, about auditing the Fed, getting rid of the Fed. His monetary principles were so right on. Now people are embracing what Ron Paul's been saying for over a decade and acting as if it's a revelation when he was just, you know, really going at it. Yeah, he's been saying it for years, and he made sense. He would tell you why. No, I like Ron Paul a lot. Ron Paul wasn't electable because you know this, you like Ron Paul, he doesn't hit the mainstream Republicans. And so he wasn't the establishment guy, which I know, it is laughable, because some of what he says is so right on.
Well, you know, but see, here's the thing, I figured time is running out here. What I don't get is the consistency and the hypocrisy. I don't have a problem if someone doesn't like Ron Paul. Believe it or not, I don't go insane if you don't like Ron Paul.
Right.
And I don't mind if you disagree with them. What I have a problem with is the hypocrisy. Tea Party people, conservatives, Republicans, they whine about the same things over and over. They want small taxes, mm-hmm. small government, stay mm-hmm. out of my backyard, protect yeah. the borders, and don't yeah. be friendly with certain countries.
Yeah.
Ron Paul, whether you like him or not, they can't even admit that he's the most consistent conservative. At that point, if you don't like Ron Paul, how can you vote for anyone else like Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich if you won't even vote for the most conservative guy, Ron Paul? I just don't get the hypocrisy. You see? And then they vote for Mitt Romney, and then nothing changes, and then four more years go by, and they say, it's a new election, the country's going to go down the drain, this is very important, don't vote for the Socialist Democrat. I don't get the logic, but how long are we going to keep doing this?
Bobby, you make too much sense. You need to call the show more often. This is why I say all the time, thanks, Bobby, this is why I say all the time that we need a third party. I think we've come to that impasse where, because everybody's so splintered up, see, it's like Dan saying, I'm a Tea Partier. Here's what I believe in. Boom, pa, boom, pa, boom, pa, boom. Then you have a moderate Republican. Then you have, you know, every Democrat and Republicans. There's 10 different slices in the pie, and a lot of the slices are not the same. So it's pandering to different people when you're running. And that's what I think. It's like, well, who can promise the most things, say that they're going to change this, and then not do it? This is what happened even if you follow Obama. The reason he comes out, first he's no, I'm for traditional marriage because that was going to help him get elected, which I don't know, who knows? Is he really for traditional marriage? Now he's for gay unions. He says that, but it's about getting elected. So what are you saying to get elected? That's why I think a new breeze coming in would be great. And this election for a lot of people is what Bobby said, though. I think what it is not everybody who's a Republican is embracing Mitt Romney. They don't think he's the greatest, whatever. But he's the person who's up there. So better to vote for him as a vote against Obama. I think I'd like to have a bunch of people. I'd love to see a giant study done on that. How many people who are voting for Mitt Romney are voting for him because they absolutely don't want Obama in again, so they want whoever the Republican was going to be. They were going to embrace that, whoever it was. Interesting stuff here. So we talked about Chick-fil-A, mixed in a little conversation about immigration, legal immigration, and the problems with that, and they got a lot of your thoughts. Hey, if you didn't get a chance to call in, you can definitely still flip me those comments. Go to americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, in the words of Tony Soprano, you are in.
Storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.